Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, welcome back to Todd and Todd's exclusive coverage from the Assembly Show. Todd, boy, what a great day. I mean, we're just learning so much. The innovation, the new technology is just staggering.
It is, and it's not just us learning. I'm looking around at the floor, the number of conversations going on. Pretty amazing. I mean, big crowds around a lot of the booths. Big crowd around this booth.
No doubt about it. Let's get to it. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Bob Wood. He's the president of ECI Spin-O-Matic. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome.
It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us, Bob. Before we get into a conversation, much to talk about, give us the 10,000-foot view of ECI Spin-O-Matic. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
We're a small parts assembly group. Orbital riveting is what we basically do, but it branches out from there.
Well, talk a little bit more about the capabilities you have in automation, collaboration.
Yeah, this year in the booth, we have complete process dial machine. It's a rotary index machine, robot load. And we basically teamed up with some of the partners here at the show, Banner, and we have an ABB robot that come on board with us too. But we basically take the small parts, pick from bins, track all that part assembly before it even gets to the machine, so it's in the right sequence and everything. And then we go right into the load, and the robot will take it to vision. It'll actually check all the parts, check the stack height, make sure everything's in the right order. And then the robot will load to the machine. We'll come around, and we use a Banner or lasers to measure the rivet height. And then we send that information right to the Spin-O-Matic, and we form within a thousandth repeatability. And then we index around, and we double-check and make sure after the form that it is within tolerance. And then the robot will put it through a good or bad chute that's controlled with array sensors to make sure that those parts fall through. So there's no way you're going to get bad parts in good bins and vice versa.
It's as simple as that. I mean, you make it sound like it is simple, and it's obviously not.
Now, there's a lot of technology and a lot of software, you know, to develop to do that. But we've been working on the machine. Actually, we put the machine together in less than 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know, we had a big task to get it all done.
Oh, good job on that. What markets do you serve? What sandboxes are you playing in?
We play in a lot of different ones. We play in, of course, automotive, medical, even home goods. We deal with customers for different type of home products, electronics, power tools, all sorts of different types of customers.
Is it all new product or spare parts as well, as I understand?
A lot of it's new product, and Spin-O-Matic's been around since 1969, so we have a lot of customers out there. So we deal with a lot of different types of rebuilds, numerous types of old machines. We put them in new lines. We do all kinds of things with them.
Bob, I have no doubt that if you walked and visited with every exhibit here, they'd all say we do quality. I got a feeling that ECI Spin-O-Matic has a different take on the importance of quality. In fact, I understand you are showcasing something at your booth that really demonstrates the quality that you guys are about. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, we have actually 4 displays this year in the show, and the one display is a unit that has been in production for 35 years. So that machine has seen everything, and it's not pretty by no means, but it makes a good impact on it. The company's been around, and this product lasts a long time. I mean, if there's a negative to the product as being, you know, an owner dealing with even new product, is that you want something to last a long time and be quality, and these things have been proven to last forever.
Well, 35-year-old machine, I tell you what, that's pretty darn impressive. Not too many machines. I'm going to get half that.
Yeah, I know. And constantly we get customers that have them that old, and they send them back to us and say, it's maybe starting to not form right. Can you take a look at it, maybe rebuild it? So it's a good problem.
Talk about your customer service program. I mean, obviously, once again, everybody talks about that, but not everybody really delivers. What's your methodology there for serving your customer?
Well, I mean, customer's number one. If we don't have customers, we don't have business. So in my eyes and all the employees' eyes, is customer's number one. You know, we create very good working relationships with our customers. We do whatever it takes to get the customer happy, running, and make sure that they're satisfied with our products.
Talk a little bit about the culture internally. When you talk about the customer satisfaction, as you just did, the quality, as we talked about a little bit before, I mean, that doesn't happen automatically, and it doesn't happen easily. Just talk about internally the kind of things you're doing to maintain.
No, it happens spin-o-matically.
Spin-o-matically,
right. I like that, Todd. Basically, you got to have all employees on board. knowing that, you know, every job is important, every customer is important. You know, we all have different likes and dislikes, you know, during the day doing basic jobs. But the key thing is, you know, we're all here. We need customers. Everybody's got to be on board to have a positive attitude. Hey, whatever that job is, whatever that menial thing we can do in that 15 minutes or 20 minutes and ship parts overnight to customers, you know, to get them running the next day, whatever, everybody's got to be on board. So, you know, if you have an atmosphere of positive, then, you know, everything will come together.
Bob, we know you're exhibiting here. We talked earlier about leveraging the exhibit to demonstrate the quality side of your business, but why else are you here? Why invest time and treasure to be a part of an event like the Assembly Show?
Well, I mean, the big thing is, you know, this is a great atmosphere to show what you're doing. And from last year to this year, we've stepped the game up a little bit with this new dial machine showing that we can basically do a complete process from start to finish. And the big thing is, you know, if you just sit back and don't do anything, you're going to kind of just go through life that way. So the big thing is get out there, be seen. I've got big kicks this morning already. You know, people's going, what's orbital forming? So it's great. I like to talk to people and explain it and show them what we're doing. And then it gives them a little insight. Might not be a sales today, but you know what? 6 months, a year from now, they might have a project and they'll remember you. So that's what it's all about.
Well, obviously, the folks are asking about orbital forming. Any other questions you're getting that are new or different from last year?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people come by in the automation side of it. They're asking, well, you do orbital forming, but can you do this type of assembly or that type of assembly, which we're fully capable of. We have the capability of doing that. So we've had quite a few good contacts come through where they're going to contact us and say, hey, we have different types of assembly. Can you help us with that? Which is, you know, not just streamline straight away orbital forming.
All right. Well, Bob, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about ECI Spin-O-Matic?
They can reach us at ecispinomatic.com, and they can reach us at phone number, area code 586-751-4200. And we're in Romeo, Michigan, so we're not far away. So.
All right. Bob Wood, the president of ECI Spin-O-Matic. Bob, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. Todd and Todd signing off from the Assembly Show. We'll see you soon on Manufacturing Revival Radio.